The Zimmerman telegram, January 16th, 1917. Now, in January of 1917, Germany is going to go back to unrestricted submarine warfare. They have decided that the United States, even if it does enter the war, will be ineffective. Okay? So this telegram sent by the Secretary of the German State, Zimmerman, to the ambassador there in Mexico, appears to some extent, you know, trying to get Mexico involved, and it will be intercepted. It will be intercepted. And I've had students who say intercepted. I mean, they actually got the physical. No, it's a telegram. So it's like a wiretap. You get the signal the same way it goes all the way through, and it is coded. You can go to any of the World War One websites, and you can usually see it in the number code, and then you can break the code yourself. It's both intercepted by the British and the Americans, so we have confirmation that it wasn't something that had been concocted, because it's not beyond the realm of the desperation of the Allies to perhaps do something like that. And sometimes in American history and even in world history, the Zimmerman note does not get the importance that it really had at the moment, because very shortly after this, I believe it's in January the 31st, that unrestricted submarine warfare begins again. And that, of course, is the main reason we get into the war. But the public really takes the Zimmerman telegram a little harder than it's presented. Now, let me go through the telegram initially with you. It's not really... It's Berlin, January 19th, 1917. On the 1st of February, we intend to begin submarine warfare unrestricted. In spite of this, it is our intention to endeavor to keep neutral the United States of America. If this attempt is not successful, we propose an alliance on the following basis with Mexico: that we shall make war together and together make peace. We shall give general financial support, and it is understood that Mexico is to reconquer the lost territory in New Mexico, Texas, and Arizona. The details are left to you for the settlement. You are instructed to inform the President of Mexico of the above in the greatest confidence, as soon as it is certain that there will be an outbreak of war with the United States, and suggest that the President of Mexico, in his own initiative, should communicate with Japan, suggesting adherence at once to this plan, and at the same time offer to mediate between Japan and Germany. Please call to the attention of the President of Mexico that the employment of ruthless submarine warfare now promises to compel England to make peace within a few months. Signed, Zimmerman, Secretary of State. Okay, well, you know, if you look at bits and pieces of this, they're going to go back to unrestricted submarine warfare, so it's kind of a heads-up thing. And they're also trying to keep us neutral. And it's only if the United States then declares war that Zimmerman is probably supposed to go in and talk with the Mexican government. Unfortunately, from the standpoint of the Mexican government, they're having problems to begin with. The Carranza government is having trouble with Mexican revolutionaries in the north, Pancho Villa and Emilio Zapata, so it's very unlikely they would have been able to take advantage of this anyway. The fact that it is even mentioned and even brought up shows the desperation with which the Germans have reached. And, of course, the Allies on the other side have done similar things, trying to get, well, you know, convince Italy to come in and some other groups. It's interesting also to see the talk with Japan. You know, perhaps you'd like to have a few extra islands while you're out there. What makes the Zimmerman telegram so important to us is that it appears that this is authenticating what is already taking place. There's a separate event. The United States is really not paying much attention to what has been going on in Mexico. There's been revolutionary unrest for a number of years. And we've even given aid in the past to Pancho Villa in other endeavors. However, with the new Carranza government and the recognition of it by the United States, Pancho Villa didn't appreciate it much, and so he began raiding into the U.S. And both him and Emilio Zapata had been robbing banks and robbing trains to gain money to deal with the Mexican government. Well, if you're in any other part of the United States, it's no big deal. But if you're in Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, war is actually taking place to some extent. So this, to some extent, is saying, you know, what's going on with us with Villa and Zapata is really a smokescreen. That's really the Mexican government, and the Germans are behind it. So this really shifts people to looking as, hey, this is actually taking place, when there really are completely separate issues. So that really helps to build up the momentum in the United States for war. I mean, we will send General Pershing down with troops, the AEF, the American Expeditionary Force, and we'll traipse around northern Mexico chasing Pancho Villa with no success. Eventually, it will all, you know, it'll all end. We'll only end up losing the United States Air Force. We'll have all of our planes, affectionately called the Flying Coffins. They will crash. I think all of them, one of them shot down by pistol fire. The other ones crashed due to mechanical problems. So by the time we enter World War One in April, we don't have any airplanes. We'll be flying not enemy planes. We'll be flying French and British planes, which is probably just as well. So this Zimmerman telegram is put in with another event that is going on at the same time. Now, sometimes this connection, you don't get enough chance to talk about it. Depends on what part of the country. If you're in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, they will talk about the Villa incident. But it's not uncommon to find American history high school textbooks have no mention of it whatsoever. They'll just talk about the Zimmerman telegram, and then it's up to the staff member to add to it. So that's a key event that you have there, and that's how the Zimmerman note becomes, or Zimmerman telegram becomes, so big as far as the U.S. and coming into the war. Now, as far as sources for this, the World War One Encyclopedia, the World War One book by Kagan, the monstrous multi-volume work, World War One by Strachan, and I hope you enjoyed that. And, of course, don't forget to come by the website, SummaHistorica.com, or HistoryAccordingToBob.com, and ask a question and leave a comment. And thank you very much.